Proclamation number 4602, dated the March 30th, 1949. Eternal damnation. God's mercy knows no bounds. God's love is infinite. His patience immeasurable. And for this reason his living creation cannot be lost forever, or he would not be perfect. For this reason it is wrong to speak about eternal damnation, if it is to be understood as a concept of time which intends to describe something that is never ending. For this kind of eternal damnation would then signify something completely lost to God, thus a spiritual being would finally be relinquished to his adversary, which originally had emerged from God and was taken away from him by his adversary. But in that case this adversary would be greater than God. To a certain extent he would be the victor and superior to God's might and strength, which, however, is and never will be possible, for no being is able to surpass his perfection, might and wisdom. What has emerged from him will eternally remain as in possession. It will just be separated from him for a time, that is, it has distanced itself from him to the greatest extent due to its own will. Yet even this distance is not a permanent condition, because the being, in order to be happy, has to be affected by God's emanation of strength, and, if it lacks the will for this itself, it will be seized by God's love and mercy, which wants to provide it with the state of bliss. Hence eternal damnation would contradict God's love and mercy, or they would be limited, whereby God's perfection would suffer a loss. An utterly perfect being has no human weaknesses, but eternal wrath would be an inferior human attribute, just as every eternally lasting state of punishment could not be called a divine principle, for the divine is characterized by love. Love, however, saves and helps. It forgives and will never push something away from itself forever. In contrast, the adversary lacks the divine principle of love, and it will always be his objective to pull the spiritual beings down to himself forever. He is the one who causes confusion to people's concept of eternity, who tries to portray God as merciless and harsh in order to stifle people's love for him. He is the one who does not know mercy himself, and therefore unhesitatingly aims to render the souls miserable, who wants to deprive them of every opportunity of help in order to corrupt them forever. And he finds many followers of his doctrine of eternal damnation, who do not recognize God in his infinite love, or they would be unable to believe this teaching. Yet the truth will always be conveyed to people and the error glaringly brought to light, so that God will be recognized and loved as the most perfect being, so that people will join him and abhor his opponent. Amen.